Good morning. Welcome to our annual Veterans Day service. Welcome to the listeners on the radio. I am Kelly Ham, Commander American Legion Post 121. I'm here today in place of Leslie Heschman, who's unable to make it due to illness in the family. And if we could all have a moment of silence for Mike Heschman, who's in the hospital in Louisville. Thank you, and continued prayers to Mike, Leslie, and their family. And also, a very sad note, we lost a brother, a comrade, my good friend, Mark Noodle Rhodes. May his soul rest in peace. God bless you and your family, Mayor. I'd like to thank you all for coming out today, showing your support for all of our veterans, past and present. At this time, out of respect for our veterans, I ask that you either turn your cell phones off or on vibrate. I hope you enjoy the service. This time I'd like to welcome Lane Heschelman, VFW Post 3321, Auxiliary Chaplain, for the opening prayer.
If you would, bow your heads. Dear Lord, today we honor our veterans, worthy men and women who gave their best when they were called upon by their country. We pray that you will bless them, Lord, for their unselfish service to preserve our country's heritage for all of us. Bless them abundantly for the sacrifices they made, for their many contributions they have and still continue to give, and for their courage to answer the call of duty. We respect them, we thank them, we honor them, and today, as we should every day, we show them we are proud of them. Lord, we pray that you will continue to watch over these special people and bless them with the peace and happiness they fought for. Amen.
Would you please remain standing as the Washington High School Junior Naval ROTC Color Guard presents the colors with the national anthem played by Dwayne Shake. I ask that you join me in reciting the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. At this time, our joint post honor guard members will post each armed service flag. As that service's song is played, We would ask that your service hymn, as your service hymn plays, either stand or raise your hand to be recognized. Over the past 241 years, the United States has taken up arms against her enemies, foreign and domestic. Although our country's wars and conflicts began in 1775 with the American Revolutionary War, let us recognize our veterans of the most recent history. As you hear the war call in which you serve, please stand or raise your hand so that we may recognize you for your service. 1941, 1945, World War II. 1950, 1953, Korean War. 1959, 1975, the Vietnam War. 1990, 1991, Gulf War. 2003, 2011, Iraq War. 2001, the present, Afghanistan War. At this time, it's my pleasure to introduce the mayor of the city of Washington. Please welcome the Honorable David Rhodes.
Thank you, Dave. Thank you, Kelly. Veterans Day. Veterans Day is a day we set aside to honor who have served, living and deceased. It was first on the United States commemorating the signing of the agreement that ended the World War One at 11 a.m. on November 11, 1918. On November 11, 1938, became a legal holiday. As the mayor of the city of Washington, Veterans Day is all about honor. It is about serving your country so everyone here can be free. Veterans Day is a day about valor. It is about laying your life on the line to protect our liberty. Veterans Day is all about courage. It's about respecting the right of each one to live without fear. Veterans Day is about heroes, the one who stands up each day to defend the hope of all of us, the red, white, and blue. And I say thank you to each one of you. I want to thank you for the opportunity to stand in front of you today and address all of you and say thank you for all your service to our country. Thank you.
Thank you, Mayor. Would you please welcome Davis County Veteran Service Officer Tony Potts.
Good morning, veterans. I said good morning, veterans. Good morning. Amen. I want to thank each and every one of you for the service that you gave our country. God bless you. We're going to do something right now that hasn't been done on your behalf for many, many years. All veterans, please stand. Would all veterans please raise their right hand and repeat after me?
I.
Your name, please. Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
Or affirm. That I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic, that I will bear truth, faith, and allegiance to the same, and that I will obey the orders of the President of the United States and other orders of officers appointed over me according to regulations and the Uniform Code of Military Justice. So help me God. Thank you. God bless you. God bless America And may the good Lord take a liking to you. Thank you.
Please welcome Cena Watkins, VFW Post 3321, Auxiliary President, and Mr. Larry Dinkins, past commander and current finance officer, American Legion, Post 121.
As we prepare to remember our POW MIAs, let us remind you that Davis County still has at least 10 of her sons still listed as missing in action. And this does not include any sons or daughters who have served in World War I or before due to unclear or destroyed records. This current list has been compiled from a variety of sources, and please do not hesitate to let us know if we've missed someone or have inaccurate information. Our local POW or MIAs are Staff Sergeant Malcolm E. Burris, listed as MIA in the Philippines while serving with the 7th Material Squadron, 5th Air Base Group of the Army Air Forces on the 8th of July, 1942. Sergeant James N. Klaus, listed as MIA during World War II on the 3rd of February, 1943, while serving with the Army Air Forces 41st Squadron, 12th Ferry Group. Sergeant William R. Dutschke, listed as MIA during World War II in the area of Japan, Okinawa, while serving with the 871st Bombardment Squadron, 497th Bombardment Group of the Army Air Forces on the 3rd of January, 1945. Petty Officer 3rd Class Lowell Keith Gray, listed as MIA during World War II on 17th of September 1943, serving with the Navy on the USS Pompano in the waters of Japan. Corporal Donald L. Hamm, listed as MIA during Korea on 28th of November 1950, while serving with the Army's Headquarters Company, 2nd Battalion, 24th Infantry Regiment, 25th Infantry Division. Sergeant Charles Howard Jr., listed as MIA during World War II in the group of the North Sea while serving with the 401st Bomber Group, Heavy 614th Bomber Squadron of the Army Air Force on the 4th of February, 1944. Technician 5, Gerald E. Morgan, listed as POW during World War II on the 20th of April, 1944, serving with the 228th Medical Dispensary of the Army Air Force in the Mediterranean. Staff Sergeant Morris W. Robinson, listed as MIA during Korea on the 11th of December, 1945, while serving with the Army's 7th Bomber Group, 436th Bomber Squadron near Manila, Philippines. 2nd Lieutenant Thomas O'Rooney, listed as MIA during World War II in the area of the Papua New Guinea while serving with the 8th Fighter Group, 36th Fighter Squadron of the Army Air Forces on the 1st of June, 1942. Major Arthur S. Rothrock, listed as POW during World War II on the 15th of December, 1944, serving with the Army Infantry while a last known location within a Japanese POW camp.
Ladies and gentlemen, please direct your attention to this small table, which signifies a place of dignity and honor. This table is set for our prisoners of war and those missing in action from all wars. It is set for one, symbolizing the fact that members of our Corps are missing from our ranks. They are referred to as POWs and MIAs. We call them comrades. They are unable to be with their loved ones and families today, so we join together to pay our humble tribute to them and to bear witness to their continued absence. Let us remember our comrades from the United States Army, the United States Air Force, United States Marines, United States Navy, United States Coast Guard, and our beloved nurses. This table is set for one, is small, symbolizing the frailty of one prisoner alone against his or her oppressors. The tablecloth is white, symbolic of the purity of their intentions to respond to their country's call to arms. Remember, The single red rose in the vase signifies the blood they may have shed in sacrifice to ensure the freedom of the United States of America. This rose also reminds us of the family and friends of our missing comrades who keep the faith while awaiting their return. Remember. The yellow ribbon on the vase represents the yellow ribbons worn on the lapels of thousands who demand with unyielding determination a proper accounting for all our comrades who are not among us today. Remember. A slice of lemon on the plate reminds us of their bitter fate if we do not bring them home. Remember. The salt sprinkled on the plate reminds us of the countless fallen tears of families as they wait. Remember. The glass is inverted. They cannot toast with us today. Remember. The faded picture is a reminder that they are missed very much and are remembered by their families. Remember. The Bible represents the strength gained through faith to sustain those lost from our country, founded as one nation under God. Remember. The chair remains empty. They are not here. Remember. The candle is reminiscent of the light of hope which lives in our hearts to illuminate their way home, away from their captors, to the open arms of a grateful nation. Remember. As we look upon the empty table, do not remember the ghosts from the past. Remember our comrades. Remember those whom we depended on in battle. They depended on us to bring them home. Let us pray to the Supreme Commander that all of our comrades will soon be back within our ranks. Let us remember and never forget their sacrifices. May God forever watch over them and protect them and their families. Please join me in observing a moment of silence in honor and remembrance of those not here.
Would you please welcome back Lane Heschelman, VFW Post 3321, Auxiliary Chaplain, for the closing prayer.
You would all bow your heads again. Almighty God, we stand here today to pay tribute to the brave men and women, living and deceased, who have served in the armed forces. Accept our thanksgiving for their sacrifices and the sacrifice of their families. Cause us to never take for granted their devotion to liberty. Let our spirits be proud of them. Let our hearts be compassionate and our minds clear and determined in giving them the honor and respect they deserve. Rekindle within us a flame of unwavering devotion to duty, that we may never be found wanting in those qualities which protect and preserve our homes and communities. Keep our memories alive with gratitude. Keep our gratitude alive with faithfulness to the principles which make our nation great. Grant us joy and fulfillment to those still living, and for those who are at rest, grant your peace. Amen.
Remain standing, remove your hats, as the Joint Post Honor Guard pays tribute to our fallen comrades with a 21-gun salute and the playing of taps. participating in our program, along with the listeners on the radio. I would ask that you please take a moment of your time to thank those who have served to protect and defend our freedoms, that you would not only do this day, but each and every day that you may see a veteran. To all the veterans, I say thank you for all you have done. I would like to give a special thank you to the Washington NJROTC Color Guard for their service, the Davis County Commissioners on the use of the courthouse, Scott Schneer for opening of the courthouse and assistance in setting up, and the WAMW 1580 and 95.9 The General for providing music and a sound system for today's service. Thank you to the officers, Joint Post Honor Guard, Post Auxiliary members, and VFW Post 3321, American Legion Post 121, and all those who have assisted with every detail on this service. The VFW will be serving ham and beans, cornbread for members and guests at the post at 3 East Main Street following our program. This concludes our ceremony. Thank you for coming, and may God bless us all.